Civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and legacy was celebrated in Buffalo over the weekend ahead of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. On Saturday, community leaders rededicated a statue in the park bearing his name. Despite the celebrations, controversy over the statue has reigned since the day of its unveiling.
In 1983, when they had that unveiling, I never forgot the disappointment in myself and hundreds of people standing around. I never forgot that one black woman's voice when she yelled out that we've been robbed.
Those are the words of Samuel Herbert, recalling the day, 37 years ago, when an 8-foot-tall statue in honor of Dr. King was unveiled at the park located on Buffalo's east side. King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee in 1968. After nearly 40 years, Herbert remains perplexed by what he believes to be misrepresentation by the committee who convened the statue.
My position has always been that they fraudulently solicit citizens' dollars by telling us we're going to build a statue of Reverend Martin Luther King, and every one of us expected that statue to look like Reverend King. And for the last 35 years, that distorted, black, shameful image has been sitting in MLK Park.
The controversy was picked up by national news outlets 2 years ago when Herbert began soliciting signatures to have it replaced. But the community leaders who advocated for the statue say it's not about whether or not the bust is supposed to be a likeness of Dr. King. Clifford Bell was on the original Martin Luther King Celebration Committee.
And even today, as one of the people responsible for it, I have no problem with people think it doesn't look like King, or don't like it, or disagree with it. But it is also, other than being a sculpture, is a piece of art.
Bell says sculptor John Woodrow Wilson's intention was to convey the struggles, conflicts, and celebrations of African Americans. Wilson died in 2015 at the age of 95.
That wasn't the understanding of the committee that voted for it. That wasn't the intent of the sculptor who designed the presentation. So it's a case of beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Former Buffalo Common Council member George Arthur met with King in 1967, the last time he spoke in Buffalo. Arthur says the bickering over the statue is contrary to King's ideals.
What it does is also divides the community, and especially the black community. And we don't need anyone or any group that's going to divide us. We need those who are going to bring us together, because goodness knows that the struggle, we can't be divided if we're going to conquer and move forward in the future.
But Herbert maintains he and many others were fooled. He has over 14,000 signatures of people who would like to see the statue changed into a sculpture of King's likeness. For now, there is no plan on changing the statue, although Herbert has petitioned the Common Council to vote on the matter. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.